clarify.
Thank you, Mr. Judge. Just on 6, I note that there are a couple of secretariat notes at the bottom of that section. The second one, in fact, we can remove already because we have said about the definition that we would consider including it in the guidance note in terms of definition of what PRM is. The first note identifies the fact that the last two sentences could potentially be merged, but they've been included like this at the moment because they were two separate suggestions from different parties. But to a certain extent, they are redundant. One is more output-based, the other one is more input-based, I think is the best way to explain. One is helping the PRM, while the other one is prescribing what should be done to ensure that the person with reduced mobility can access the train and the stations. I don't know if delegates would like to comment on those last two sentences. The first one commencing, well, I'll read them out. Rail services or station managers should be able to onboard and offboard PRM with available, adequate and functional tools. And the second sentence says assistance for persons with reduced mobility should include ramps for accessing trains and should be promptly available on request. There is some overlap, but there's also some complementary aspects. I see a flag is raised, Mr. Chair, over here.